Whoever thought you'd find the best pizza box in India? I guess it's not all that strange. Sometimes you have to travel to unexpected places to learn something about familiar things. Indian-American writer Deepak Singh has some thoughts on that.
I was born in the northern city of Lucknow and lived there for 3 decades. Though India is a huge country with several languages, I never got the chance to live in another part of it. Most people in India don't travel much or leave home to go to school. My entire education, from kindergarten to master's degree, took place in my hometown. Growing up in a relatively small city, I only met people who spoke Hindi and ate North Indian food. Then 10 years ago, I moved to the United States. Before I left, I always thought of America as a distant country where people spoke English with an accent, ate different kinds of foods, and drove on the other side of the road. I thought nothing would be familiar to me, but it didn't take me all that long to get used to it. And when I felt homesick, I went to Subway, Dunkin' Donuts, and Walmart because I knew I could find Indians there. I'd buy a sandwich or a donut from them and hang around to chat. I never thought that in America I would meet people from different parts of India, from Kerala in the south, Assam in the east, Gujarat in the west, and Kashmir in the north. A lot of them spoke Malayalam, Telugu, Tamil, and Gujarati, not Hindi. I became friends with them and got invited to their homes and religious functions. Never a temple goer in India, I got the chance to celebrate festivals that I'd only read about in books. And I ate Indian food that was as foreign to me as mashed potatoes and venison. I've traveled a lot in the US and I've met Americans from all walks of life. They've taught me many things and I've learned a lot about my new home. But America has taught me even more about my own country.
Writer Deepak Singh now lives in South Bend, Indiana. This is PRI.